Hi there, Chad. Chad, thank you so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, since you're new to the area, she did want me to apply a new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up. Of course. I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, especially being new to the area, that's the power of this listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company. They will, though, find you when they're looking for keywords related to the services that you provide. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide and they're doing that search from your service area. You'll get those phone calls if they're looking for grading or site preparation or resloping, whatever they might type in. We'll make sure that your business and your website pop up, and of course the calls will go directly to you. So no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate, and the service is offered on a month-to-month basis. So it's very different than, you know, paying for a lead or chasing that lead down. You're not going to be in a bidding war with your competitors. People will be able to make kind of an informed decision to reach out and call you specifically. Now, the reduced pricing for a new business, it's the lowest rate that we offer to the public by far. It is not, though, an introductory rate. You're not going to see that rate balloon up on you later on. As long as you continue to use the service, that reduced pricing will apply. And it is quite significant. It's actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. You'll save a good $300 each and every single month. Now, Tara said that you're keeping it pretty local. I mean, are you going into Indianapolis?
50 mile radius.
I mean, oh, so 50. Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
fairly local, but kind of the greater Indianapolis area. I wasn't sure what she meant by local. Local to some is different for others. But this is going to include a social media campaign as well, so we can target anywhere in that greater Indianapolis area, specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be profitable for you to be found. Now, are you focusing exclusively on, like, residential clients? Or are you taking commercial work too?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Yeah,
okay.
Anybody.
Perfect. Perfect. So we'll target both residential and commercial clients. Like I said, you've already got a great looking website. We just have to get that website out there where more people can see it. And we will create that content on all of the different directories as well as Google and Bing. So Yelp and Facebook, Apple Maps, anything that's important to Google, you'll be listed there with content that mimics a little bit like a website. I mean, it talks about your services, talks about your service area, links back to that existing website and your verified listings on Google and Bing. There's also going to be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, so we can easily target everywhere in your service area. It's still that flat rate. Everything's included. In fact, there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees or anything like that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same fixed flat rate of $299. Now, Chad, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Sure, yeah.
Of course. I mean, Google, it's kind of what we say, it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing, I mean, they are someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend you to their friends or family. Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, or individual directories. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
You said it was month to month.
Correct. Yeah, it's completely month to month. There's no long-term contract. Of course, that means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would be that fixed flat rate.
Okay.
Okay. And then when we get your phone ringing, Chad, is the number that we're speaking on, is this the number you want your customers to call? The best number for us to reach you as well?
317-533-4969.
Correct. Yeah, the number on your website.
Yeah.
So obviously that's the number for us to promote for your business. And then it is a good number for us to reach you. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number? Okay, perfect. And then I did see the website has the 15 Thornley Drive. Do customers go there or are you strictly service based? Okay. So
that's just because I had to put an address.
Got it. Okay. But mostly you just go to the customer, right? No one ever does come to you. Okay, perfect.
Right.
And that's how Google expects it to be. I mean, you're going out to perform that service. They don't expect you to maintain any type of storefront where customers can go to find you. And, I mean, even if you have like a shop where you, or like a office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to find you, Google doesn't want to list a street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. And then, Chad, Tara never did get your last name.
Appling, A-P-P-L-I-N-G.
Okay. And then I was looking on your website for a email address. Is the ACA Solutions, IN, at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, like I said, your customers are going to call you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. You'll get direct phone calls from your potential customers. When we reach out to you, Mr. Appling, we will use phone, text, and email. Email is usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, it'll be just a quick phone call or a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text is ideal.
Text
and email are the two best.
All right, I'll put text and email preferred. With text being first. And then, are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want your business to be found?
No, Monday through Friday and 7 to 5.
Okay, I was going to ask, 7 to 5. Are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
All the above.
All of them? Okay, perfect. And then if you have any other questions, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we go into greater depth of the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement or motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, I will take care of all of that in a follow-up call. The other thing that I am required to do is we're Google Partners is to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know, Chad, that it is a month-to-month service, that it is that reduced rate, that fixed flat rate, that the rate will never go up, etc. The voice verification is recorded. But you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay. And give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Appling, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Chad, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
ACA Solutions, LLC.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Chad, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chad Appling, and I'm the CEO.
Okay. And then, Chad, as the CEO of ACA Solutions, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then, Mr. Appling, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Chad, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Mr. Appling, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Chad. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Tara did attach an Angie Leads profile here, so we're already aware of that. There's no direct conflict with a lead service and being listed on Google. The reason we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Chad, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is always accurate. Mr. Appling, that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since you just go out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, please do just let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of January, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Chad, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, meaning no contract, and you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If necessary, you can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Appling, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Chad, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Appling, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I did have a question, though. So
sure, of course.
With that $299, you're going to list my business on the first page of Google?
Correct, yeah. So, of course, we'll be promoting your phone number, your website. You'll have what Google
like
calls
the sponsored ad kind of thing.
Well, you'll be in that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. You'll
okay.
have what Google
yeah.
calls the knowledge panel, which is basically that virtual or digital brochure for your business so people can learn all
sure.
about your company and see the link to your website and everything else.
Okay.
That actually does conclude the voice verification, Mr. Appling, and then that initial payment of just $299, Chad, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
hang on just a second, let me pick a card here. This is Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, Chad, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And just first and last name, or any middle initial there?
M.
You said M like Mike, not N like Nick?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
gotcha.
M, Mike.
Okay, gotcha. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
400-344-9725-9764.
And then the expiration month and year?
1/28.
01/2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
424.
424. So, Mr. Appling, I have 424 on the back of the card in January, or 01/2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 403-44-97-05-25-97-64?
Sounds right, yeah.
Okay. And then is the billing address of that card the 15 Thornley Drive? 46112?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, the email's fine.
Okay, perfect. That's totally fine, and you will get that by email in about a minute here. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on that confirmation email as well. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you'll receive that information as well as an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. There will be a link on that invoice email as well as a direct text message link, so you should get that. Now, I'm not sure. My finance department just shot me back a message saying that it's an invalid card, but I'm not sure if that's because I typed it in wrong or not. But it
right.
doesn't
okay.
it doesn't have anything that points to the code on the back or the expiration date. Let me just reconfirm that email address the card number as I have it. Is it 4403-4491? Okay. And then 0525-9764. Okay, so just the 1, not the 7. Not sure how that happened. And then you should then get that updated in just a second here, and you'll get that information sent back out to you. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule, though, by the hour. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. If I am available when that technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I might already be on a call when they're ready to call you. And if that happens, they'll just call you on their own. And either way, they'll take really good care of you. I did want to set up a little bit of added security here, and then we'll take a look at the calendar itself to schedule that call. But just a simple question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with ACA Solutions LLC, even if it's you, Chad, and we recognize your voice, we will probably still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city's fine. That was Jacksonville.
City? Jacksonville. Okay, I have to type it in twice. But you're all set there. And then to schedule that follow-up call with your technician, give me just a second here and I'll pull up that client interview calendar. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. The call usually, like I said, gets you towards the beginning of the hour. There's still time today. I mean, I could get you in at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock if either of those work out for you.
Five o'clock might work.
5 o'clock? Okay. So it'll be scheduled from 5 until 10. I'm sorry, 5 until 10. 5 until 6. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6, and then, like I said, if I'm available in that call, I'll be part of that beginning part of the call. It's too late now for the automated system to send you a reminder email. That reminder email usually goes out an hour prior to that scheduled call, but I will send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really just more for your records. You certainly don't need to respond to it. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I got a text message, yeah.
Okay. So what we're looking for here is the Local Splash initial invoice.
Yes.
If you open that up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can scroll through it. We are going to do the Google Business Profile Optimization. Our focus will be on Google. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we'll also mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, so that's a lot of people, and we want you to get those phone calls and opportunities. Again, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's all of the content Google wants to see. We are going to do Facebook ads for you, et cetera. And if you see there's a line that goes all the way across it, below it, it populates your mobile phone number. And then it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent by my phone, to my phone. Since text messages are your primary choice for us to respond to you. Of course, SMS messages are just text messages through the computer. We do want you to click on that box and then, of course, click on the box below it that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. And then in the longer box, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name as it appears or type it in. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after your name. And if you type it in, it is case sensitive. The C, M, and the A are all capitalized. There's no period after that middle initial M. But once you've got your name in that box, simply click the confirm signature box that you should see to the right. That actually does a few things. First of all, it, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month. Are you seeing it populating with, like, asking for a username and password?
Yeah, I've got the username and password here.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from our same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. We do need to do your client interview in that 5 o'clock hour first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. At that point, you can change the password if you like, although some people never do, and it's totally fine if you don't. Your username has been assigned, and it cannot be changed. In fact, I'm sending that to you for that calendar invite. The username is simply your phone number. It's area code included, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. So it's just the phone number. And then the client interview invite, that calendar invite, is going to say Local Splash CIENG, that just stands for client interview, conducted in English, and then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, that's the one that you'll see, and that confirmation email, please include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. That makes it easy for us to forward that information to the right department. Now, it looks like our system is also catching up on a couple of emails. You did already or should have received the welcome email. And the additional email that's being sent is, it says, action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now, Google has recently made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. It's all by design to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are indeed local businesses. So anything that you can send to us, and it doesn't have to be everything comprehensive there, but any photos of your work vehicle, your tools, obviously your service-based, so you don't have to show us any physical work location, maybe just where you, you know, park the vehicle when it's not being used. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay, so if you can send us that information or a business card or anything like that, there is a link there that you can use, and that will help us expedite the process of getting you verified and everything else. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am available in that 5 o'clock hour when our technician's ready to call you. I may be on a call, but either way, I did want to say welcome aboard. You know, pretty excited to get that website in front of more people. Get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you.
I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, Chad. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll talk to you in that 5 o'clock hour.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.